during a stop in London, and he insisted any U.S. action would be very small scale.
We're not going to war. We will not have people at risk in that way. That is exactly what we're talking about doing. Unbelievably small, limited kind of effort.
Kerry went on to say there is a way that Assad could prevent an attack.
He could turn over every single bit of his chemical weapons to the international community in the next week. Turn it over, all of it, without delay, and allow a full and total accounting for that. But he isn't about to do it.
In short order, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon joined in calling for Syria to hand over its chemical arsenal. Russia, Syria's ally, endorsed the idea as well. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
We also call on the Syrian leadership not only to put chemical weapons storage facilities under international control, but also to destroy them afterwards.
And even Syria's foreign minister visiting Moscow quickly agreed.
I declare that Syria welcomes the Russian proposal out of concern for the lives of the Syrian people, the security of our country, and because it believes in the wisdom of the Russian leadership that seeks to avert American aggression against our people.
In Washington, initially, U.S. officials, past and present, voiced interest and skepticism.